Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
They're trying to steal my decals. Back in here on 96.5, The Fan. Fesco, Dusty, Gold. I'm glad we're all friends again. Addressing the elephant in the room.
We've always been friends. We disagreed on a certain subject, and that was it.
Well, I apologize if you took it a wrong way. I wasn't trying to do anything like that, but it was tense for a while.
It was. We're fun. That was a couple days ago. You know, we move on.
That's right.
Well, after having that discussion during the break, I can't imagine how we can't move on.
So we just had a discussion to get kind of had a lot of tires. So let's say the Chiefs play which team in the playoffs in the divisional round, Denver or Cincinnati? What do you want to play?
Look, there's part of me that would say I want to just stick it to the Bengals again. Mm-hmm. But also, if we're being realistic, obviously Joe Burrow as a quarterback is a scarier opponent than Bo Nix. And I understand we just saw the result last week. It was a 2-point win. But if we're being honest with ourselves, I mean, come on now. You would rather play Denver than Cincinnati.
But is it a
Cincinnati.
Slam dunk answer?
Not as much as it was 2 weeks ago,
okay.
But
yeah.
It's just because of the result. Gotcha. We just saw.
I get living in the moment, right?
Like if you ask at the beginning of the season, it's a different conversation now. I like Bo Nix coming out of college. I may have been the only one. He's playing really good football.
Last week,
right
I was
now,
impressed.
Right?
I give him a ton of credit for last week.
He didn't look like a guy that's playing his first game at Arrowhead Stadium or, you know, new to the NFL or anything like that. He looked really good last week, and I think they're going to be a thorn in our side for a long time to come because he's young, you know?
It's weird. I agree with you, but you know what's weird? I think it's still a great thing for Chiefs fans because while, yes, I think he'll end up getting a second contract and be their quarterback for a bit, the ceiling on him, though, I mean, like, if we're looking at the other young quarterbacks, like, I'm so thankful Jaden Daniels is not in the AFC.
Yes.
I'm so thankful eventually Caleb Williams is not in the AFC.
But, I wish he was.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Right now, sure. If he can get a real coach.
I wish Eberflus was in
there. There you go.
Or is it Eberflus? I did listen yesterday.
Yeah, did you hear Ross Tucker?
He goes,
that was funny.
Thing,
that was pretty funny.
Is it really Eberflus?
No, that's what Cody told him like 3 straight times. And then like Ross Tucker was like, actually, it's Eberflus, not Eberflus.
Oh, I thought maybe we were all pronouncing it.
But like the ceiling for Bo Nix is not that high. Like he can be what's his peak? He's Derek Carr, the 12th best quarterback in football.
No, I think he's better than Derek Carr.
I think
he's
Carson Wentz's best season that he had in Philadelphia before he got hurt.
That's good.
Top Bo Nix, to be fair.
But that was an MVP type season.
It was.
Derek Carr also had one of those.
He
remember?
Yeah.
Derek Carr had that one year he was like runner up, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Daniel Jones had a good year too.
Yeah.
Like blind squirrel every once in a while finds a nut, right? But no, I just liked Bo Nix. He's got the pedigree and whatnot with his old man, and so I
he's 29.
And he's a little bit, and that does make a difference. You're a little bit more mature, and you know, dealing with life a little bit differently than when you were 21 and whatnot. So I don't know, man. I just kind of like the
his
guy.
College coach could be in the NFL sooner than you think.
I saw that.
Yeah,
I did see that.
So let's
really,
talk about, yeah, they're talking about
Lord,
there's some talk. They want him to come to the NFL.
Lanning,
Dan Lanning.
You know, he's a KC guy.
That's right down the road. Actually,
I you know. know, it's funny because I think that's such a hard transition to make, and I would tell him to stay where he is.
There's only a couple that have done it. Harbaugh,
he's got Carroll and Harbaugh.
He's got unlimited money behind him at Oregon.
Yeah, why would you leave?
You can dominate NIL. If Phil Knight, I mean, isn't it true that there was some rumblings that Phil Knight basically said because of his age, he's getting older, like Jerry Jones, but he can actually truly buy himself a championship in college. He's basically, you tell me whatever the $8 million to get this player, fine, I'll make it happen. Like,
but don't you think Dan Lanning could make more money in college than he could make in the pros?
But he also would have. Yeah.
The only reason why you would jump if you're Lanning, let's say they win the title this year, and they obviously have a great chance to do that.
Yeah. What else?
Is ego? That's it, right? To prove that you can do it in the NFL.
But do you want to go coach the Jets?
Hell no.
Or the Saints?
No. The best job, if the Giants fire Dable, I think it's the best opening of the six.
They
that
don't
looks
have
like,
a quarterback.
Yeah, but they're going to have a top pick.
But there's no quarterback to pick.
I disagree.
I think Drew's guy's going to get fired. I think that's the best job.
If they miss the playoffs, that could be the surprise, quote unquote surprise. Well, right now we already know the six openings, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, they have the Jets.
Two already. I mean, two are automatic.
Saints.
I think the Giants end up opening up.
I don't. Because I think they're going to give Dayball a chance with a quarterback.
Okay. I think Dallas opens up pretty good.
Yeah, Raiders open up. Jacksonville opens up.
You guys think the Raiders open up?
Yeah.
I think so, unless their owner's sick of, like, he's paying McDaniel still. Can he pay Pierce and McDaniel and the new guy?
That's why they had to take on Tom Brady, because they have no money.
Yeah.
Let's take on some money and get to some bets. Let's start with tonight. Washington 3.5-point dogs on the road to Philly.
So I love Philly in the spot. Now, the hook scares me. I think I would buy down, get it to -3.
Big tease guy lately.
Yeah, it's been working.
Successful.
But that's not, you don't even have to tease to do that, right?
No.
You can just buy the half point and get Philly -3, and you're good. And that way, you know, if they only win by three, at least you get a push, and you don't lose the bet outright. I just think on a short week, it's the short week thing. Philly's at home. Nobody's talking about Philly. Now they're starting to actually play some pretty good football their last five games, and everybody kind of wrote them off. Mm-hmm. The other thing with this is Jaden Daniels, when he's limited on the ground, we saw last week in what Pittsburgh did, it becomes a problem for them. And we were going to have Paul Charchian talking fantasy football with us later on today. But when we were texting or whatever, he brought this up, and it got me thinking more about some prop bets in this game. Jaden Daniels, the ability for him to run the ball. Tonight, his over-under is 44.5 yards. Mm-hmm. The Eagles have not given up more than 20 to a quarterback all year. Now, maybe you want to say, well, they haven't played a quarterback like Jaden Daniels. But I have a 20-plus yard cushion. So I love the under Jaden Daniels rushing tonight. It's 42.5, something like that, over at FanDuel. So that's the prop bet that I'm definitely firing on.
To give a little bit of credit, sorry, Bob. No, let you go. The Philadelphia Eagles have won 5 games in a row. Here's their wins.
Okay.
Browns at home, at the Giants, at Cincinnati, home against the Jaguars at Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, softer.
So, yeah, a little bit softer. You take advantage of your Charmin schedule, and you go out there and do damage. But I think the reason I'm like listening to Alex going, is because I follow a lot of different sports radio stations, and now our sister station in Philadelphia, a lot of talk out there, they actually like Nick Sirianni now. And I saw the comment the other day from our sister station, like, please do not do to Nick Sirianni what we did to Andy Reid. And that was focus on the only two things he doesn't do well, and stop realizing that he really is a good football coach. You got the Philadelphia media turning around and saying they like this guy. Things must be going well in Philadelphia.
That's amazing how quickly things shift. I mean, they can thank Saquon Barkley in large part for this too. He's been sensational. That's another thing for tonight. So the Commanders, since week 5, their pass defense is pretty good. 24th against the run. The Commanders 29th on defense overall. So I just think it's a big night for Barkley on the ground. I think his number's gotten bet up a little too high now. 92.5 rushing yards. I know
you
you're
like
looking
still.
I do not at 92.5
under Barkley.
I don't know. It's one of those where the same with Tyreek Hill. Like, I never, like, you're, to me, there's certain players where you only bet the over or you don't bet it at all because of the dynamic playmaking ability. Like Tyreek Hill, I would never bet the under on Tyreek Hill just because we all know it can just happen like that. I feel like Barkley's going to, you know, reverse hurdle somebody again tonight. That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
So if they win tonight, Philadelphia, that's 2 in a row now for Washington. Mm-hmm. And where do the coach of the year kind of odds go for a guy like Dan Quinn, who a lot of people want to see coach of the year? But if you lose back-to-back games, now you're sitting at 7-4. You're just kind of mid.
It changes everything. For Dan Quinn to win coach of the year, unless they lose the division with 11 wins or something, I think he needs to win the division to be coach of the year. That's why, even for relating it to the Chiefs, I think there are two betting markets that could go out the window for the Chiefs if they lose to Buffalo. Mm. And one of them is coach of the year. You're mentioning it for Dan Quinn, who's plus 370. Dan Campbell's 5-1. Mike Tomlin 5-1. And then you have a grouping of Reed, O'Connell, and Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh, at 6.5-1. If Andy Reid and the Chiefs lose Sunday, and I'm not saying they are, but if they lose, I think you're done with the coach of the year conversation
for Andy.
And same thing goes for MVP with Mahomes. I think if Mahomes loses on Sunday, fair or not, just the way that the narratives work on the award, I think that's out the door as well. So this game on Sunday, the reason why Mahomes and Reed odds are propped up the way they are, in my opinion, is because there's still the chance of a perfect season, and obviously they haven't lost a game yet. So if you're someone that's saying, I think the Chiefs are going undefeated, I know you do, Bob, then I don't think you should be betting Andy at 6.5-1. You might as well just go bet them to have a perfect year at 8-1, because if Andy Reid goes 15-2, and but Dan Quinn wins the NFC East, they're giving the award to Dan Quinn with the rookie quarterback.
15-2.
I know, but they're going to say, "Hey, first time, you know, first year head coach in DC with the rookie quarterback." You know, that's the issue I think you would have. Or Mike Tomlin, if he wins the AFC North and wins 11, 12 games with Russell Wilson, if we just saw what Russ looked like in Denver, they're going to say, "Oh, that's coach of the year stuff."
But they don't factor in all the injuries that the Chiefs have had to overcome, where you didn't have your top wide receivers. Totally. You know, when October got here, you didn't have your number one running back. I mean, you had to go out and add defensive help. I mean, like people don't factor that how much Andy Reid has had to adjust and change as a head coach just this last couple of months.
Voter fatigue's a real thing, though. I mean, we see from fans like
they never voted for him.
But the voter fatigue in terms of, you know, fans, and this still impacts, I think, the media that vote on this at some point, is the hate that is toward Kansas City right now of winning, and the conspiracy theories around the football team and things like that exist. I think there's voters out there that are not going to vote for Andy Reid or Patrick Mahomes because of that.
Oh, God.
It's
I keep telling myself I'm not going to put any sort of juice on this game on Sunday at 3:25. I want to sit back. I want to watch it.
I know.
But now I'm getting myself out of it because I love the plus two for the Chiefs. We all heard yesterday. Yep. I know you guys were talking about how Cody's already got it on the whiteboard. He's got plus two, Kansas City. I like this little two-legger.
Cut.
It's plus 266 on DraftKings. I like the Chiefs in the under in this game of 45.5. Both teams pretty solid on defense. The
Both
Chiefs
are
only giving up 12 points on average in the second half. They contain, 7.4 in the second half is what they're giving up. They only score 12 in the second half on average in their 9 wins, and they control time of possession. So I feel like if the Chiefs stick to their script, they continue to do what they do on defense and hold the ball. But then again, what do I know? This game could be a 42-38
blowout.
That's
the thing.
When you use all that information, you have to figure it out. It goes,
of course.
We've seen this almost every time these two teams play.
As Ben Maller said earlier, we're all thinking this, so it's going to go this way.
Of course. Right? Yeah, it happens all the time. And what was the I don't know if it was the regular season matchup or the playoff game. It was like 24-20 was the score, I think, last year, the regular season game, when that was the whole Kadarius Toney offsides game or whatever. So that was 44. This is looks like latest number 46.5 at FanDuel. I'm personally not betting the total. I get what you're saying, though, and obviously you have the numbers to back it up for the under to be in play. The three bets I'm making in this game, they're all Chiefs heavy. One is just straight up plus 2.5 Chiefs to cover the 2.5. The Chiefs on the money line, which is plus 114. And then we're back to the teasers. I guess if I go back and look at your schedule up on the board, Dusty, this is what, the fourth straight week that I think you should tease the Chiefs. It's worked. You would have lost your bet these other weeks if you didn't tease the Chiefs down. So let's tease the Chiefs up. All of a sudden, I can get Kansas City plus 8.5 against Buffalo.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Buffalo, and then you pick another game. You know, for me, I'm picking the Texans on Monday night right now against Dallas. They're let's see, did the line change on me? 8.5. No, that can't be right. Where is it? I'm looking for the Texans Cowboys. 7.5. I'll tease Houston down to -1.5. So all of a sudden I get Kansas City to stay within 8 and Houston to win by 2 or more points at Dallas.
How much of a value bet is that though?
Well, the odds are going to be worse because you're buying points. So for example, if I plug in -7.5 for Houston and all of a sudden I take Kansas City +2.5 and we do a 6-point teaser, that's -134. Whereas if you weren't doing a teaser, you're getting that at +266. I mean, it's a huge drop off, but you're buying points. Right. You're kind of CYAing a little bit.
Tell me why that makes sense to bet a $10 bet on a -137.
Yeah. So for me personally, it's like, I don't think the Chiefs are getting blown out either. The Chiefs, of course, can win this game, but I don't believe they're losing if they do by more than a touchdown. What's their Mahomes has like one double digit loss in his entire career.
Right.
And so if I'm getting Kansas City bet up to 8.5 points, like I'm not saying it's impossible to lose. Of course, it's gambling, but I just don't believe if Kansas City loses this game that Patrick Mahomes is losing by 9 points. I can't fathom that. So I think that's why I'm doing 3 other bets separate as well, right? Mm. I wouldn't only do the teaser, but if the Chiefs win, you're winning the teaser, you're winning the +2.5, and you're winning the money line. If the Chiefs lose, I can still win 2 other bets.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of covering yourself a little bit. That's why I'm doing it that way.
So if you do Kansas City 2.5 plus, and then you take the money line, what's the third parlay in that to make it a 3-legger that you would put that you'd feel safe on?
Well, I'm not parlaying.
If you did, if you were to, I know you don't parlay a lot, but if you were to do that as like the 2.5,
another Chiefs bet, or just
because I think if you're going to take the Chiefs 2.5, you believe they're going to win. I don't think a field goal, obviously that wouldn't cover it, but I think you'd pick the Chiefs to win, which would mean I think you would take the money line as well, which is like a free space on a bingo card. And then that's where I think it gets kind of creative. Do you take the over on Kareem Hunt yards? Do you take Travis Kelce?
D-hop touchdown. +155.
Okay.
Yeah, D-hop touchdown. He didn't have one last week, but I just, in this matchup, Mahomes even this week, yesterday I think it was just talking about how he needs to actually get him the ball more. You know,
he's going to have a big game.
You think? D-Hop is +1.
There's your little kind
165,
of
165,
like,
I'm sorry.
Little, what do you call those, Easter eggs? You know, I got to get him the ball more. He'll have a game.
I think his number's 51.5 yards,
and
too.
And Juju's playing. I'd like to know what his numbers are. If they're like those like old school
they're not,
Nicole Hardman
they're
numbers.
They're not up yet because I think they haven't officially said he's playing.
I bet his receptions are like 2.5, and I bet his yardage is like 18.5, somewhere around there.
Could see that.
I feel like that's a safe bet as well. So tonight, again, we go back to you like under Jaden Daniels rushing yards.
That's one of my favorite bets.
Anytime
now
after Jalen Hurts touchdown, we know the tush push is going to be on the goal line.
Hey, I just don't know what's the. I don't have it in front of me.
It's probably like -110.
Yeah, are you
like
getting?
That.
Is it even money for that? The Jaden Daniels one kind of got me excited when I heard that the Eagles that the Eagles hadn't given up more than 20 yards to a quarterback all year. And I know Jaden's dynamic, but it's not like his total is 22.5. I still have 20 plus yards to work with.
Jalen Hurts is -105. Saquon Barkley -180. AJ Brown +120. Brian Robinson Jr. That's a guy.
He's banged up though.
Yeah, I would bet unders.
He's banged up. The Eckler's been getting a lot of the touchdowns for the Commanders. I don't like that.
He's coming back from a hamstring injury. A guy I do like having a big night tonight is Devonta Smith.
Yeah,
I mean the secondary is good in Washington, but to stop two guys,
Lattimore I think is available. Right, first game with the Commanders. That's we just don't know. That's been a weakness, but now Lattimore is matched up.
Yep,
be curious to see how they ultimately play.
What are you doing in the pre Super Bowl game, the Pittsburgh Baltimore game?
I love Baltimore.
You do?
I love Baltimore.
I think you have on the board.
I'm going to change on the board. I have Minnesota -6 against Tennessee. I think I'm going to change.
Why do you love Baltimore in this one? Because Lamar's not very good against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, there's a ton of trends, and obviously there's also the trend of Mike Tomlin as an underdog. Typically, it's a good spot for Tomlin. The Steelers are coming off the win against the Commanders. I look at Baltimore, I think they're heading in the right direction overall. Not the same as the national narrative, like, oh my goodness, you can't beat this team. Not that kind of stuff. But I think in this particular matchup, for the first time, we're going to see just Derrick Henry be able to actually run on Pittsburgh. That's the one thing in these Pittsburgh and Baltimore matchups. They've never been able to actually run the ball against Pittsburgh because of how great they're. I think right. They finally have the back, though, in this kind of matchup. Doesn't this matchup feel like it's made for Derrick Henry? It's going to be a physical game.
Yeah.
And I know it kind of scares people because we think Pittsburgh, like, you can't run on them. But if there was a back that can have success running, I think Derrick Henry is that back. It looks like the number's still -3 for Baltimore. It hasn't changed. It's been pretty steady throughout this week. I ultimately think Baltimore wins that division.
Okay.
Like, where are you guys at on Pittsburgh?
Oh, I think because Pittsburgh wins the division
you
right
do.
Now.
Okay.
I do, yeah.
Well, there's good value on that. Yeah. Bob, you can bet them. If you think they're going to win this week, Pittsburgh, against Baltimore, well, then you probably should take a look at their divisional odds and just bet the Steelers. They're plus money, plus 220 to win the AFC North. If they win this game, and they still have every other divisional opponent on their schedule. That's the
right,
challenge
for
Pittsburgh.
That is the challenge, yeah.
Like that, but at plus 220, like if you think they can beat Pittsburgh,
you got two against Cleveland.
Yeah, two against everybody.
Yeah, most likely Cincinnati's checked out later in the season, so.
Could be.
Yeah.
What do you got coming up on the show today other than Paul Charchian?
Yeah, well, we'll head out to Buffalo, talk to our friends up at WGR 550, our sister station, Mike Shope. We've been basically, this is like an annual occurrence now. We'd end up just checking in with them as the Chiefs and Bills.
Do we play them next year, too?
Well, first place schedule. First place schedule, they would. Yeah,
crazy.
I think that. I don't know if that would be at Arrowhead or out at Highmark Stadium again. But yeah, we'll have Mike Shope on the show. We'll talk to Paul Charchian and kind of go through the scenarios of what it looks like for the Chiefs to win this game on Sunday afternoon.
All right, man. We'll see you in 19 minutes.
All right, thanks, guys.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.